Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're talking about courageous purity and looking at the idea of living with a purity that really comes from God, but also looking at how our obedience plays into that. And today we're going to talk specifically about living with a pure heart in Psalm 51 verse 10. The psalmist writes and says, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." It's an incredible psalm when you really stop and think about David's request. It's a recognition that the purity of heart that he desires, that he longs for, cannot be accomplished on his own. His prayer to God, his request for God to create in him a pure heart, indicates that, number one, he thinks there's room for improvement. And number two, God's the one that needs to do it. As we talked about a little bit yesterday, as we began this journey of courageous purity, the idea of being pure means that we've reached a standard that's been set. We've removed the impurities, the things that don't belong. And in our spiritual life, it really revolves around our obedience to God's word, our living out the fruit of the Spirit, our being willing to be purified, to have the sin removed from our life so that it reaches that standard of holiness that God desires, that he created us for. And I also find it interesting and really brings great hope when he not only asks God to create within him a pure heart, but to renew a steadfast spirit. And I think sometimes that's where I tend to struggle the most. I become impatient. It's the things that I want from God, the things that I ask from God, I want now. And even the idea of God creating in me a pure heart, sometimes it takes longer than we would like for it to. Sometimes the consequences of our sin, of our choices, of our path take a while to resolve. And so as we seek God to create in us a pure heart, we also need that steadfast spirit that clings to God no matter what, that holds on to his word, his precepts, his commands. It's that steadfast spirit that allows the work of purity in our heart to take place. The Bible talks about God cleansing us by the blood of Jesus. And we read that his blood, his sacrifice on our behalf, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. We're able to ask God to create within us a pure heart. We're able to know and trust and believe that that pure heart is possible. Not because we're able to be so good, but because God is so good. Because his work within us is a purifying work. It's a refining fire. And when we invite him to cleanse us, when we ask for his help in purifying us, we can be confident that his work, the Bible says that he who began a good work in us is faithful and will complete it. And that steadfast spirit gives us hope. It gives us courage when we stumble, when we fall, when we know we're not where we want to be, we're not where we ought to be. And we know the work of God continues. If you've ever set about to accomplish a large project, chances are it took longer than you really had wanted it to. I think of people who have built homes, and whether they built it themselves or they contracted it out, I know individuals that have done both of those scenarios, and each one could envision what they wanted. They knew what the end result should be, but it took days and weeks and months of work and patience and waiting and more work and patience and waiting for it to be accomplished. And while the blood of Jesus does cleanse us from all unrighteousness, it purifies us in the sight of God. It's a continuing work because we still live. We still live in our flesh. We still live in this world. And so it's a constant request of God to create in us a pure heart, to purify our heart, our desires, the things that we want. When we begin to purify our heart, we change what we want, we change our desires, and that purity flows through our actions and through our thoughts and through our very being. As we talk this week about courageous purity, we're not only talking about cleaning up the outside, we're mostly talking about God cleaning up the inside. And about us having the courage to admit that we need cleansed, to admit there's sin that we need to deal with that needs to be crucified. When we do that, we surrender control and say, God, you're in charge. And there are times we're not even sure what needs cleansed, what needs removed, what needs to stay. And so we turn it over to God. We ask him to do what's best, to do what makes us whole and holy. Sunday's message, I talked from Joshua 5, and it's a passage of scripture where God calls for Joshua to circumcise the Israelites, which had not been done during their 40 years of wandering in the desert. This act of obedience, this act of recognition that God had called and instituted with Abraham and calling him out to be his person from whom a mighty nation would come. And in it, the result, and we talked a lot about the result of this act of obedience, this courageous act of obedience to bring a purity. God said the result was the reproach of Egypt had been rolled away, had been removed from the Israelites. And we looked at Colossians where God talks about are being immersed into Christ. And in so doing, the circumcision of the heart takes place, the removal of that sinful flesh, that nature within us that separates us from God. And when we ask God to purify our heart, we're asking Him to remove the heart of stone, to remove the flesh of sin, so that we are pure. And so many times when that happens, we reach a point of vulnerability that requires courage. And it requires that steadfast spirit. When I think about a purity of heart, I think about a heart that's devoted to God. Not just when I gather with others on a Sunday to worship Him, not just when I sit down and read the Bible, but when I'm driving, when I'm shopping, when I'm spending time relaxing, when I'm seeing people in need, when I'm going about life everywhere. That pure heart that I ask God to create in me ought to change the way I look at people, ought to change the way I respond to people, ought to change the way I live. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to consider that bold statement, that bold request of asking God to create in you a pure heart, to renew a steadfast spirit within you, to know that God is at work and His work continues in each of us. And rather than focus on where someone else is at in the process, focus on where you're at. And thank God for the work that He's done, for the work that He's doing, for the work that He will do. We live with a pure heart when we have the courage to surrender to God and allow Him to remove all that doesn't belong. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love extends to us and around us and embraces us. And it calls us to be changed. To be changed in a way that only You can really accomplish. But it has to be our decision, our choice, our willingness to surrender, to allow You to do the work that only You can do. God, today I pray specifically that each one of us would come to You asking for You to create within us a pure heart, that all of the impurity would be removed, all of the selfishness and greed and lust and envy and anything that is not of You would be cut away and discarded, so that the purity of heart would be visible to the people around us who need to see, well, they need to see Jesus. And Father, as we come to You asking that You would create within us a pure heart, we also ask that You would renew in us that steadfast spirit, that patience, that willingness to allow the time necessary for You to do the work that needs done. To not only allow the time necessary in our own life for You to work, but to allow that time in the lives of others. that we would realize how unique we are. And that our willingness to accept others and to accept the work that you're doing in their life would not be based upon our timetables or expectations, but it would be based on the work that you're doing. And that steadfast spirit within us would trust that that work continues, whether we see results immediately or not. Father, help us to keep in mind the finished product. The person who's wholly transformed and completely purified, right with you. May we see that finished product in ourselves and in the people around us, even as the process continues. May that purity of heart that we desire be one that loves people more openly and honestly. And that love for people would be known. And so when there are times of encouragement and correction and discipline and anything that's needed, it would be received in a manner that is pure. Father, today as we live life, as we live life with a heart purified by you, with the cutting away, removal of the flesh and the sinful stuff that has clung to it, may we live differently. May we have the courage to live with a pure heart, to courage to love with a pure heart, the courage to see others with a pure heart, the courage to see ourselves with a pure heart, and most of all, the courage to see you through a heart that's been purified. Father, today may we live in such a way, and that purity that we seek that only you can bring in our life, may it be lived out in such a way that we lift up Jesus at every opportunity possible, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.